Following a Berkshire County resident's encounter with a black bear that left the animal dead in Housatonic last month, WAMC reached out to the state's chief black bear biologist. David Waddles works for Mass Wildlife, the state agency that oversees the conservation of freshwater fish and wildlife in the Commonwealth. Waddles explained what his job entails and says you can minimize run-ins with bears like the one in July.
I'm responsible for, from the state level, managing the research projects, our black bear hunting seasons, as well as dealing with all issues related to bears and human-wildlife conflict in the state.
Looking at last month's incident here in the Berkshires, this bear is apparently had been encouraged to come to the neighborhood by a resident. He was eating out of a dumpster and ended up approaching a resident of the town and getting shot. What are the red flags here? What could have been avoided?
Right. Unfortunately, bears are an animal that is very much driven by food. So the reason that it is coming into yards and around neighborhoods and businesses is to try to access the easy food that we provide around our homes and businesses. Quite often that ends up being bird feeders. That's probably the number one bear food issue we have. And then garbage and other things. In this case, there was also someone who was intentionally putting out food to attract the bears. The issue with that is every time the bear gets that easy meal, it's learning that the best place to find food is around people's homes. So it teaches it to spend more time there, to get more comfortable being there. And over time, it loses the natural fear of people and can begin to act more boldly and aggressively. Unfortunately, almost invariably, the more time a bear spends around people, the greater the chances there are of there being some sort of negative encounter and the bear being ending up dead, which is what happened, unfortunately, in this circumstance. So really, the thing that can be prevented here is not allowing the bear access to food. Obviously, never intentionally feeding bears, removing bird feeders so that bears don't have access to them, securing garbage cans, so storing your garbage in a garage or a shed or secure building. You have dumpsters, making sure they're locked, they're secure, and wildlife can't have access to them.
So how often do situations like this emerge where people end up encouraging bad behavior with black bears?
Intentionally, fortunately, it's not super often. We do know of a number of locations throughout the state where there are people that unfortunately are doing this intentionally. More often than not, it's people that have bird feeders. And they love to see the birds, and so even if bears are coming in and accessing their bird feeders, you know, their desire to feed birds and see birds often overrides their rational now understanding that it's probably not a good thing to have the bears coming to their yards. And that, unfortunately, does happen all over the state, as bears getting access to bird feeders in that way.
What is 2018 looking like for black bears in Massachusetts?
This year, so far, so good. I think we had a reasonable soft mast production, so your blueberries and raspberries were reasonably productive. There has been a bit of a drought in some portions of the state, so seeing how everything progresses in terms of those natural foods, there could be some shortages of natural foods in areas. The big thing that remains to be seen is hard mast production, so beech nuts and acorn nuts in the fall are an extremely important food source for bears. If we get good crops of those, then bears will have plenty of food to access in natural areas. If those aren't as plentiful, that can be a time where bears will, in the fall, spend a lot of time in cornfields and in orchards and causing some conflict that way.
Over the course of the year, how does Massachusetts' relationship with black bears progress from summer to fall?
Fall actually tends not to be the highest time. Our greatest season of bear nuisance calls tends to be centered around the mating season. So the month of June, but also May and July tend to be by far our peak months where we get a lot of calls of nuisance bear issues. This is a time shortly after yearling animals have dispersed from their mother, yearling cubs, so they're on their own for the first time. So you've got a lot of young, naive animals that tend to get into a good bit of trouble. It's also a time where bears are just moving around widely. Males are covering a lot of range to try to find mates. And it's just a season where we tend to have a lot of complaints. Typically, if you do have reasonable supplies of natural foods from soft and hard mass crops, then the conflict in fall kinds of tend to taper off and not be as heavy.
Excellent. And, yeah, any last notes, anything I'm missing here? I want to make sure we paint a thorough portrait of black bears in Massachusetts.
Yeah, another big thing that we're trying to get people to do is hobby farming has become exceptionally popular in Massachusetts and throughout the region as people are trying to use local foods. So chicken farming, people raising backyard chickens and other livestock, it's really important that they protect those with electric fencing. You build a chicken coop to keep the fox out, but it's not going to do anything to keep a bear out. And so as bears are encountering those chicken coops more and more in their home ranges, they're starting to learn that those are another good place to find a pretty easy meal. And unfortunately, the more they do that, they learn that behavior. And again, it often leads to the bear's death eventually as someone shoots them as they're raiding their chickens. So we're really trying to get as many people as we can to protect those resources with electric fencing. Same goes for beekeepers and anyone with livestock. So, again, really just trying to be responsible and understanding that Massachusetts and most of New England and New York now is bear country, in that we have to be responsible around our homes and businesses to prevent conflict with bears.